The Baptist Confession of Faith, last week we covered the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And we talked about what is forbidden, basically atheism and idolatry. And we talked about what is commanded, that there's no other God before God, that we worship Him alone. This week we're at question 53. And the question is, what are we especially taught by these words, before me, in the first commandment? And the answer that is given, these words before me in the first commandment teach us that God, who seeth all things, taketh notice of and is much displeased with the sin of having any other God. And the verses that I'm going to read are from Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 5 through 18. These verses are somewhat unique in the Bible because God basically showed Ezekiel what God is able to see, how God is able to see into the hearts and minds of people, and he showed Ezekiel that. Ezekiel 8, then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up your eyes now the way toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes the way toward the north. And behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do? Even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary. But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. And then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in, and behold, the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things, an abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. And there stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery. For they say, The Lord sees us not. The Lord hath forsaken the earth. He said also unto me, Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north. And behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. Then said he unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. And they worshipped the sun toward the east. Then he said unto me, Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah, that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence, and have returned to provoke me to anger. And lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury, mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Let's pray. Dear Father, we want to worship you as our Lord and Savior above all, and we want to love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And may it be our portion, Lord, that we could honor you with our thoughts and words and lips and actions. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.